Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings from my remote broadcast facility in Hardin, Montana. Wee-doggy. We out here in the country. Sorry about the cough. I can finish up a little bit of that croup that everybody has. I've been fighting it, but I have an immune system, so I'm perfectly okay. I don't need your drugs and all your other stuff. I'm quite fine with my system taking care of it. Was in Leiter, Wyoming last night. Had a great time. So that's the thing. We've been doing this tour out here, the Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, and we've been going into small town America and doing shows. And I'm going to tell you what, great people. We've had some fantastic shows. We've met some incredible people. We've been treated so kindly by so many people, it's not even funny. The heartland, my folks, the small town, the heartbeat of America. While I'm here, we're going to be talking a whole bunch of stuff. It's been a crazy week or so traveling all over Wyoming. Got a couple days off now sitting here in a truck stop doing the show. Drove a little last night. A lot of deer out here. Oh, boy. Everywhere. I've seen fox. I've seen all kinds of stuff. It's totally different out west than it is out east. You are definitely in a more wilderness-type setting. And been traveling every day, so I'm pretty beat. Tour will be coming to the end in about 3 weeks, and then we'll be starting heading back for the homestead, back to Virginia Beach. But until then, we're out here. Three more shows on the road. You can bank on me being here. I will find some way, somehow, to do this show, even though here's the farce of the century, AT&T, okay? Now, I'm pretty happy with their service. Don't take this as a complete downer, but you can criticize what you don't like. That's where we've lost that idea that, oh, you can't criticize anything and you hate it. I don't hate it, but I can criticize it. This whole unlimited data, with air quotes, they allow you to keep using your data for free, but they throttle you after, in my case, it's 32 gigabytes. But you see, I use my phone for business, and I travel. And I go through I'm already into the restricted where they're supposed to throttle me. I'm already into that is where I'm at. So it makes it difficult is what it does. And when you say unlimited, you shouldn't be able to say unlimited unless you truly mean unlimited, not unlimited with, because that's not unlimited. Unlimited means unlimited. If you're using too many of your unlimited minutes that they throttle you, then it's not unlimited. It's not unlimited. That's limited. But, you know, in this day and age, it doesn't matter. There's a spiral going on right now, and you can see it. You can see it happening everywhere. Why are there so many problems all of a sudden? I mean, up until 2 years ago in that election, this country wasn't in bad shape. But you take a look now. Oh, boy. We got problems. We've got crime problems. We've got economy problems. We've got world problems. It's almost like we have a weak, inept leader is what it's like, you know. Somebody who turns around and tries to shake hands with ghosts, you know. I just don't know, folks. I have been alive quite a few years, and I've never seen the country in this. The last time I seen anything close to this with this country is when Jimmy Carter, Mr. Peanut, was in presidency. And I'm sure he's Joe Biden's biggest fan, because now he's no longer the worst president that ever served the United States. Joe Biden has that title. Joe Biden has that title, the dumbest, most ignorant, most failured president we've ever seen. And the press, of course, being as they're bought and paid for by the Democrat Party, oh, they're perfectly happy with Captain Dunce leading us down the road of destruction. They've hated this country from the beginning. And the funny thing is that all these people don't get, when we do eventually end up becoming a communist regime, the political elites are the only ones who will live well. Everybody else will scrape by. That's a fact. That's just the way it goes, folks. The rich and the political elites never suffer anything. That's why right now they're not worried about this. They're not worried about crime. They're not. They're not worried at all. Hell, they have hammer parties. They're so unworried about crime. But this is just all around you. I don't think the world has ever had this much debt. And it's like them. You ever seen them apps where I got my paycheck a week or 2 weeks early? So what? What's going to happen in 2 weeks when you would normally get a paycheck? Nobody balances a budget, it seems like. And I've got to get my money earlier. It doesn't solve anything. What solves stuff is to just quit buying everything. Like I said, I was there. I was stuck in the rat race. And I thought I needed this, and I had to have that, and I had to. No, you don't. But we're convinced, we're a consumer society, and consumerism is what's floating our economy right now. We ain't manufacturing nothing. That's all coming from China. Just try to get computer parts or control modules and things like that. Does anybody remember 2 years ago when everything was overnight? Does anybody remember 2 years ago when... But the press will tell you what a great job Joe's doing. He's doing a great job. He's doing a great job at screwing this country into a hole. Money's worthless now. They are. See, this is how you know money's worthless. When you can offer somebody a job making $20 an hour and they stay home. Not that long ago, $20 an hour made you into top elite people of making money. Now it ain't squadoosh. People working at Burger King are making that. And your skilled labor? Well, see, this is what nobody understood when they forced the minimum wage up to $15 an hour. That once it hits $15 an hour, that becomes the bottom, and everything above it moves up. Because if you were making $15 an hour, and then they raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and you were now went from an employee making double minimum wage to making minimum wage, well, you're going to want a pay raise. You're going to want your pay raise put back in place. So you were making 15, so now you demand 22. And then everybody that was making 22 sees the 15 moving up. They want 30, 40. And then everybody making 30 and 40 wants 60, and then they want 80, and then it's $100 an hour. And then you go into Walmart and get three bags of groceries, it's $100. Oh, nothing went up in cost. The money just lost its value. And how does that happen? Well, it's not hooked to anything. You know, like Bitcoin. They want to sit there and knock Bitcoin not being hooked to anything, but your dollar's not hooked to anything. Oh, it's got the backing of the United States government. Bullshit, folks. We're running down a rat hole, and we're getting there fast, and there's going to be one hellacious crash. Now, anybody remember what happened the last time the economy crashed really big? Does anybody remember the wars that came? See, because wars is how they get you to forget that they screwed you. Because that's when they can start this, you know, just for your country stuff. Just for your country over in Ukraine, right? How many billions? Like 40, 50 billion? Hey, how are we spending money in another country when we have our veterans living on the streets? We should take care of the people that we made promises to, and screw Ukraine. But, you know, you had to send money over there so they could back the Bitcoin gambit. And then that guy could give money back to the Democrats to pay him off for giving him the money to fight a war, which they got. If you got money to buy Bitcoin, then you got money to pay for your own war. But it's not about paying for your own war. It's about getting that money over to you so you can get it to this guy so he can bring it back home, you know, all washed and clean. Oh, of course you say that on social media, and you'll get smacked down by the fact checkers. Nobody in the history of the world that has fact checked anything has been a good person. It's called freedom of speech, kids. And that gives you the ability to hear everything. And once you can hear everything, then you can make decisions. I don't know. The press is lost. The press is lost completely. They aren't even reporting on all these people just dropping dead. There was another one this weekend. She was 61. And 61 ain't that old. I mean, it's old. But 70 is the average life age, and she was a woman, so she was supposed to live any longer than that. So she just died. A lot of people just dropping dead. Also, have you noticed the increase in cancer deaths? That's another big thing that just leapt to the forefront. All their, that's because everybody was kept home and couldn't have their treatments and be tested. Yeah, you keep believing that. You keep believing that. It's going to become more obvious as the days pass what has been done. I don't know if you've ever watched, go on Rumble and search Died Suddenly, the video. Because, man, oh, man. There's some data out there. There's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of truth out there. But we're not allowed to tell it because that's against the regime. And you're supposed to go get your vaccine passport and your digital money so we can track your every damn move it down to the millisecond and the place you spent your money, the place you made your money, and every damn penny. They can lose trillions in Washington. Oh, you know, all the records that conveniently disappeared on 9/11. Conveniently disappeared. Funny how the buildings that had the most information were targets. Like they knew. It's almost like they knew where the information on the Pentagon lost money was. It's almost like somebody told them and then they made their targets based on that. It's almost like that. Or you can believe that terrorists operating from a cave overcame the most sophisticated air defense network in the world and managed to sneak a whole airplane past all the security cameras at the Pentagon. You can believe that if you want. I mean, It makes sense, right? Yeah. It was just a lucky day for them, and we just screwed up. But we screwed up in all the places where all the records were for the trillions of dollars that were lost that Donald Rumsfeld announced the day before. You know, there's just, that's, correlation does not equal causation, Dan. And that day became the beginning of the surveillance of the United States in the name of safety. And then we're going to have vaccine passports. If you don't have a vaccine passport, you can't leave the country. Good. I ain't leaving anyhow. I don't want to go over there and hang around with them dirty Europeans that are going to start the next world war. Oh, they're so cultured. Screw that. Screw that. You guys have started World War I and World War II. You're working on starting World War III. If I don't have a poisonous shot, I can't come to your country. Well, then piss off. I ain't going to give you none of my money. I don't care. You're not going to get me to take this kill shot. And whether that kill shot is the day you get it, 2 weeks later, 2 years later, it's a kill shot. It has done something to every American that took it. Millions of adverse reactions, but yet it's still available. Matter of fact, it's so available, they're going to force you to take it to travel. Screw you, I got the Fourth Amendment, the right to be free and travel. I don't need no damn medical record to show. I don't have to show you my medical records to travel. Why don't we have people listen to tuberculosis status? It's more deadly. So we can just pry into your medical? Are you going to do that for everybody? What about your transgenders? You going to do that for them too? Are you going to make their medical records public? Are you going to have to go in and show your medical records? Slippery slope. Hell, we're on the Matterhorn on a lunch tray going down. You ever done that? Yeah. You ever gone on a lunch tray and going down a snowy hill? We used to do that. We used to do that at junior high. Damn, man, you get some speed. People get hurt, and it was fun. Now you can't do it because everybody's a safety generation. No, don't do that. That's scary. You might get hurt. You know what? Life is hurt, kids. I'll tell you one thing. You get out here in small-town America, and you get hope. These are the people the libs make fun of. And I'm going to tell you what, they got more common sense in their pinkies than these libs have in their entire body, their computer, their phone, and every storage device they have. Just remember, they can't even tell if it's a man or a woman. What is a woman? I don't know, whatever she wants to be. Why are you women letting men come in here and take you? The patriarchy is mean. Oh, that dude wants to be a woman? Come on, join us. I know. I'm saying things that are unpopular. Now, I ain't telling you to outlaw that. No, if you want to act like a woman, go ahead. But don't expect me to play along. You can do it. I'd be like, if I came into your house and you were sitting down at your table and you were drinking an imaginary cup of tea, and then they said, sit down, and I'll pour you a cup. I'd look right at you. You ain't pouring shit because you ain't got shit. Does that mean I hate you? Does that mean I don't want you to be able to have your fake tea party? No, go right ahead. Have your fake tea party, but don't expect me to act like I'm drinking tea. I might do it for my grandkids. But I ain't going to do it for you. Oh, my God, folks. I would like to see this country come out of this in one piece, but I am getting more and more resigned to the fact that it's not going to. I am more resigned to that every single day that we are just, we've had a good run. Most countries don't make it this long before the real crap hits the fan. And it's going to hit it. It's going to hit it. And the global elites know that they don't have enough money. There's not enough money that could be printed to cover the problems that are facing this planet, to cover the debt that has been run up. Everybody wants to talk about the $30 trillion. We're way past $30 trillion in debt. If you take every promise they've made to people, we're over $130 trillion in the hole. I'm quite sure that will just work itself out and everything will become okay, and then you won't have to worry no more. I'm sure. It's just going to happen. It's just going to happen. Bury your head in the sand. Pretend we can keep just giving money away to every country on this planet Earth. Why are we taking my money and sending it to somebody I don't give a shit about? I care about my veterans living on the street. I care about the homeless living on the street. I don't give two shits about Ukraine. But we're sending them money, and they're sending it back in the form of campaign contributions. And you can say whatever you – oh, there's no proof. There's absolute proof of that. Well, that's not what Biden did. He sent the money to Ukraine. They just gave it to SBF. They just gave it to him. And it's really funny, the elite who want to call you stupid, or you're the dummies who live in flyover country, got taken by this clown who is, if you listen to him speak, is dumber than a box of rocks. But boy, once he said, I'll give you millions, the Democrats are coming running. And he took a lot of people for a lot of money. There you have it, folks. There you have it. Well, 20-minute mark, I got to get a commercial in. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over the
last... You're paying more for everything.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marti.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marti.com. Great deals, good feels.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
And we're back. About time to start digging into the news and see what the libs are talking about and see the slant being put on this. Man, I become more stupefied every day at what people believe. It's amazing that people believe that we can just keep living on debt and nothing will ever happen, and that just, it's just living on debt. You can just keep printing and printing and printing, and nobody, you know, nobody will owe anything, nobody will owe money, nobody will owe, everything's going to be free, because free sounds good, doesn't it? Free sounds really good. Like, man, oh, this is free. Nothing's free, kids. My parents used to teach me that. Parents today, they don't. What you want, get your little card, just run up a bill. Who cares? All right, do the Drudge Report. Drudge, it's a shame. Drudge used to be the most independent, bring-up-stuff type guy. And now he's part of this whole cabal. Here we go. Economy, biggest bubble in world history. What am I just talking about, huh? I believe the economy is the biggest bubble in the world history. God have mercy on us all. He shared his grim warnings about the health of markets and economy over the years. Well, he says December is going to be a blowout. Oh, it's going to come. It's going to come. You cannot keep living on paper promises. They've devalued the dollar. The world's going, if they replace the dollar as the petrodollar, the, you know, the currency, that we're going to feel it. You people sitting here, you want to believe there's no time that we'll ever have problems, and you totally forgot the last great crash. Because we're that short-sighted. There's been many times in the past that this country has been in peril. It didn't end. It didn't end. It didn't all of a sudden just be that we're not in peril anymore. There's so much danger right now because people are living delusions. And there's a big bubble. Collapse in home prices comes. We just did this. Remember? Remember the last time we did this when the banks put all that money out there and then the government come in and go, we're going to bail you out because we can't have you crash. And then they took your money and gave it to all them rich bankers and made them rich bankers richer and you poor. They're after the small guy. Don't you get it? What? Okay, all of those IRS agents, they're for people making over $400,000. We got to know every transaction you make over $600. Boy, that sounds like a transaction a millionaire makes to me. $400, $600, I'm sure. That's a lot of money. They spend that on haircuts. You poor people, you decide what creamer you want based on a couple of pennies. We're not going to get the small guy. $600 or more. That's for the small guy. They got an army of IRS agents now. There's probably more IRS agents are in our country than a lot of countries have in their military. And that's because we got to make sure you pay your fair share. That's what it's. Collapse in home prices coming. The residential real estate market has screeched to a halt. This is what's funny. And I don't know if you remember, but I'm going to hope you do. When Trump was in office, every day it was gloom and doom. Every day it was another investigation. Every day he was corrupt. Every day we are going to get him. Every day we've almost got him. Every day this is the end. And while they were doing everything humanly possible to undermine him, we had a roaring economy. We had cheap gas. We had low crime. And we weren't in any wars. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Because you can't, because we were. Now that we have Captain Dipshit in the office, we have $4, $5 a gallon gas, $7. We have the economy just tanking, houses tanking, businesses tanking. Yet, just like, remember when Barack Obama and Joe Dunce Biden were in the White House, and every summer as we wallowed in misery of a slow economy that never, this is going to be the summer of recovery. Oh, we had 2% growth. Oh, wait a minute, it was actually 0.5%. They took everything. The economy was that was bad to everybody who was paying attention. We were told how great it was. It was a summer recovery. And then when everybody thinks everything's great, we're told how terrible it is because of the man in the White House. You know, this is a replay of Ronald Reagan. Because these whiny little crybabies, if they lose, all they're going to do is sit there and talk about how terrible it is. When it was actually good. And then when it's really terrible, they're going to talk about how great it is because their man's in there. I've seen a lot of predictions that say we're going to be in a civil war, and I kind of begin to wonder if those aren't right. Existing home sales have fallen for 9 straight months. The economy's great, housing market. 9 straight months. The supply of single-family homes is growing, and with mortgage rates near 7%, oh my God! Y'all, your memories are shorter than most people's wieners. Listen to me. My first home mortgage was 18%. I know y'all said, oh, you're making that up. No, that was my first home mortgage, 18% interest. I bought a little $64,000 home. I know that sounds amazing to people. And my payments were $800 a month back in 1982. And I refinanced it down to 15%. I finally ended up down at something like 12%. And here we are with 7% mortgage rates, and the economy is coming to a halt. Pantheon estimates the existing home prices will keep falling, ultimately dropping about 20% from their June peak. Unsustainable levels of housing affordability to continue weighing on the housing demand. And these big companies are out here buying up these homes to rent them to you at exorbitant prices. That's why I keep saying we absolutely, positively need to break these monopolies. And there's a bunch of monopolies. They own the hotel chains, folks, I'm telling you. One place owns six different brands. You ever notice Marriott by Wyndham, Hilton by Wyndham? That's you saying Wyndham. And then you don't make the connections, and you're sitting there going, I'm shopping this hotel against that hotel. No, you're not. They're price fixed. The only people who aren't in on this are your individually owned hotels. Everybody else is in on this. They're owned by just a few places. They set the prices at this hotel and that hotel. Oh, I'm competing this person against that. No, you're not. You have the illusion of competition because of monopolies. And that's why when the first crash happened, caused by monopolies, they made laws against monopolies, and then businesses got bigger, lined the pockets of your representatives, and then everybody just, who? Yep, Rudy's. And we're living it. We're living right through the middle of it. Yep. Job market riddle at the heart of recession. Let's see what this is. There's a job market riddle in the heart of the coming recession. The global economy is stuttering, and some of the world's biggest names are already laying off thousands of employees. Almost 3 years after COVID-19 hit, companies around the world still complain they can't get the talent they need. Do y'all understand what this unreasoned response to a common cold has done to the world economy? It took them 3 years to crash this baby as hard as they could crash it. And all, they've been successful. They've been very successful. They have ruined the supply chain because 3 years ago, I could walk into a store, order a part, and it'd be there the next day. Now, I don't know if it'll be there the next day, the next month, or the next year. And everything being sold is shit right now. Look at all the recalls on cars. They got Hyundais and Kias and Chevrolets because of this new low friction ring that are using a quart of oil every, I think it was 1,500 miles. That's considered normal. We are now being forced to accept absolute shit being sold. I went through two CarQuest, brand new, powering steering pumps in a matter of 15,000 miles. The parts are crap we're getting because they're desperate. Everybody's desperate. And again, I've been asking this question for 2 years now. Where did all the people go? Where? Okay, you can't live on nothing forever. You got to do something. Got to do something. So what the, how are these people, okay, would you say they're sitting home out of the job market, that they didn't die off? Would you say they're actually sitting at home? What are they living on? You need money to pay your bills. You need money to eat. You need money to put gas in your car. You need money. So where is this money going? That's a legitimate question. That is a super legitimate question. Holy free holies, how did we get to 1241? I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about something different, but what we're going to do right now is try to get those commercials in that we have to get in from time to time, if I can get my computer to pay attention to me. I know. Let's see what we got here. All right. Here we go. We're going to do a break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My favorite commercial. Well, while I was sitting there on the commercial break, this comes up. Eric the Trainer, Fleischman, celebrity trainer, dead at 53, says famed celebrity trainer, unexpectedly died. How long? How many of these people is it going to take for you to tell them to stop the jab? They're wanting to make you get a passport and get a jab that was not tested to prevent transmission, has proven to not stop transmission. As a matter of fact, the most people dying right now are vaccinated, and people are dropping dead every day, and this is not normal. What are you going to do when your loved ones who took this jab start dropping dead? Because they're doing it. 53 years old. Have you seen how many people have just dropped dead? Doesn't it bother you even a little? Eric the Trainer Fleischman. I dare say he's healthy. He's all muscular. He's all fit. He's all healthy. He trains people. Famed celebrity trainer unexpectedly died at the age of 53. Why? Why are perfectly healthy people just dying? Get your head out of the damn sand, folks. Look around you, story after story of perfectly healthy people just dropping dead. And nobody's curious. Remember, 25 deaths shut down the H1N1 vaccine. There are thousands, probably approaching 100,000 deaths now. The number one cause of death in Alberta, Canada, where they're highly vaccinated, because if you didn't take it, you couldn't do anything. The number one cause of death is unexplained death. People just dropping dead. And we're not talking like with the Rona, when it was people who were 85 that had heart problems and had diabetes and stuff dying. No, we're talking 100% healthy trainers, athletes, all these people just dropping dead. Ain't nobody curious? What is it going to take? Hey, I'm going to tell you what, I saw something the other day that says 89% of the people who took the vaccine regret it. Well, guess what? That's what happens when you let a dictator tell you what to do. If you'd have stood up and said, hell no, and if everybody in this country had stood up and said, hell no, we wouldn't be facing the extinction of half of our population. These stories about people dropping dead are popping up for celebrities every single, and remember, celebrities are only a small portion of the country. So for every celebrity death you hear of, there's tens, if not hundreds, of people who are insignificant. They aren't your elite. See, the funny thing is people want to laugh and call people conspiracy theorists for making observations about what's going on around them, because you're supposed to just believe the observations you're told. You're supposed to just believe them because they're telling you the truth. But if you go way back, this is years before this, because nothing happens overnight, especially with your intelligent people. Your intelligent people have a plan, a business plan, a plan of action that they decide to take that will lead them to a place they want to be. Okay? So these people don't just get up and whatever happened that day is just what happened that day. No, they plan this out. They plan it out completely. It doesn't just happen by happenstance. And so everything that's happening around the world right now ain't just people. They weren't just dumb. They knew exactly what they were doing. It was planned to be that way. There is no such thing as coincidence. There's a plan out there, and we're living it. And people are just dropping dead, healthy, robust, fit people. Now here we are, another dead, healthy, fit person. 53 years old, 61 yesterday, but who cares? Now, man, this FTX fallout. And see, again, people go, well, crypto's a safe. No, it's all gambling. There's no such thing as a quick road to riches. Every quick road to riches has a downside. Like the guy who won $1 billion and then the government gets over half of the money. In filing, the company indicated it had more than 100,000 creditors with liabilities and assets ranging from $1 billion to $10 billion. 100,000 creditors. I can't get one person to loan me $20. How the hell do you get hundreds of 100,000 creditors to loan you money? How? This crypto money. See, if you want to know where crypto came from, just ask the U.S. government when they went off the gold standard. Because whether you like it or not, the dollar is basically a crypto dollar tied to nothing. And FTX is extending it. And that's the funny thing. If you bring up the fact that they got money from Ukraine and then gave money to Democrats, oh, that's nothing. That's not that they're not connected. See, the money that we gave them, they spent on the war, and the money they had, wait a minute. So they had billions to put into Bitcoin, but they couldn't fund their own war? No, really. They had billions to put into Bitcoin and a company that gave millions to Democrats, yet they didn't have enough money to fight their own war. Those two sentences just don't go together. It's almost like they were paying them off. And I don't know if you're watching what's happening over in China and Australia. But see, this is why you never give up your guns. Those people are unarmed. They are rocks against guns. They are truly everything Biden wants to do to America. you know, you ain't going to fight me with your assault rifle. I got jets and nukes. Yeah, jets and nukes, yeah, they'll do a lot of damage all at once. But just ask Vietnam, Afghanistan, Korea, if that you can take on a superpower with just a rifle, because you damn sure can. You damn sure can. And everybody wants to go, oh, that's for hunting. Folks, we didn't just finish a hunting expedition when we wrote the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We had just finished fighting a dictatorial government that limited speech. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar. Tax without representation. And represented you from afar. Well, that's exactly what we're living right now. It is. It's exactly what we're living right now. You just don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit it. But that's what's going on right now. Everything we left England to fight is now what we are facing. Everything. Right down to unreasonable taxes, presentation. We have backslid into exactly what we didn't want to be. Remember the Boston Tea Party? That was over a 2 cent tax or a penny tax on 100 pounds of tea. You do realize that there is now probably between a 10 and 15 cent tax on every glass of tea. They raise your taxes even though you don't want them raised. That's no representation. They sent you home as a dictator. That is not representation. So China is just a preview of what's coming here if we don't stand up and say, hell no, enough of your stupidness. And they are doing everything. You know, my son, God love him, he's so confused. He got off Twitter. He closed his Twitter account because there's free speech. Damn it, how did I raise a snowflake? But then all you got to do is look at his mom as a teacher. So there you go. You answered. Twitter flooded with porn. Ooh. They're doing everything they can. See, all you got to do to understand libs is look at two people that were once lib favorites. Donald Trump. Donald Trump had the number one favorite show in the United States. Donald Trump was at every gala, every ball. He is at every NAACP thing. Everybody wanted to be Donald Trump. Hell, the rappers even used to sing songs about him. And then he ran for president as a Republican. And from instantly from favorite of the media to he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a xenophobe, he's all these words that we like to throw at people when we want to just them. When we have no reason to trash him, we'll just call you names. You know, it's just like when you were a kid, you know. They're like children. They're like children. Nobody could possibly have a better idea than them. And then look at Musk. Musk was a favorite of the libs. Oh, he was everything. Hell, Alyssa Milano bought one of his battery cars that were going to save the planet. And now she's turned it over because she says Musk is a Nazi. And then she turned it over and bought a Volkswagen. The original Nazis. Oh, I know Volkswagen's not connected to that now. But Volkswagen was the people's car created by Hitler. But Musk is the god. Alyssa Milano, man. If she didn't look good, nobody'd listen to her for a second. She's got a few more years that people will listen to her. Then Howard Stern slams Oprah for flaunting her wealth. Howard Stern can shut all the way up. He sat there and used that Constitution to protect his free speech and then turned around and called anybody who didn't want to take Uncle Sam's little prick an idiot and a moron, and you should just comply. Why didn't you comply with the government when they were telling you how to speak, Howard? No, you sure as hell didn't. No, you sure as hell didn't. Howard, let's see what this says, because this is such a meaningless article, but I just have to see. Howard Stern lambastes Oprah Winfrey for flaunting her wealth on social media. There are people struggling out there because you germophobic little bitches shut us down. That's why we're struggling out here. We weren't struggling when Trump was in there. Everybody was doing pretty damn good. Winfrey's Instagram account over the holiday weekend expressed shock at some of the lavish images of Winfrey post. Shut up, Stern. You have become so insignificant. You become part of the problem. And this comes from a man who lives in a multi-million dollar mansion. Oh, this is beautiful. Nantucket retreat. Biden family weighs run for second term. This guy don't even know his name. But he'll win because the fix is in. The man who never got more than 1% of the vote got more votes than any president in the history of ever. And you believe that story. President Joe Biden and his family are tackling a weighty question during their Thanksgiving holiday retreat to the chilly quiet of Nantucket. Hey, there was a man from Nantucket. Oh, sorry. No. No more Bidens. No more Clintons. No more Bernies. We need new people in Washington. All of the people there need to go home. Well, you want to leave it to amateurs could do 20 times better job than these fucking professionals can. Robot landlords buying up houses. Let's see what this is. Okay, so they got a... this doesn't make any sense. Oh, they're talking about people using computers to send... this is a nothing story. Automated landlord. Hell, automated landlord, try talking to a person at any company in this country right now. Because you pretty much can't. Because everybody's going to computers because it gives them distance. Here's a great one. Employers rethink the need for college degrees in the tight labor market. To eliminate one of the biggest requirements for many higher paid jobs, a need for a college degree. Folks, listen to me and hear me correctly. And Bill Maher has said this, and a lot of other people have said this. College degrees have become a scam. They have. No. I'm not saying doctors don't need training. I'm not saying that there's a lot of training that can be done at college. But I'm saying if you're the manager at a Burger King, you don't need a damn degree. So you go to college, you end up with this gigantic debt that you got to pay down. I went to trade school, had a very successful life. And at the trade school, you didn't take basket weaving. You didn't take, gay gender studies. You didn't take any of that. The morning started with electronics, and then it went to electronics 2, and it was nothing. but your job. That, in my opinion, is a much more worthwhile degree than one where you've got to go take all this stuff to make you a rounded person. Who the hell decides what a rounded person is? Because I'm going to tell you what, if you want the truth, what will round you out better than anything is life, life experiences. All your little eggheads will go, oh, my degree makes me better. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because let me tell you what that degree is going to be worth when all the world comes down. And you're out here in the street and you don't know how to build a fire and you don't know how to hunt and you don't know how to fish and you don't know how to grow your own plants. Try eating your degree. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to do real good. You're going to do real good. See, again, and this is an old phrase that has been used by many times by many people. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create bad times. Strong men have to come back in and make good times again. And we are a country full of weak men right now. Or I can't call them men. Weak boys. We are a country of weak boys. Exactly correct. So, you know, keep it up. Keep it up. It's going to come home. To take the words of Obama's racist preacher, your chickens have come home to roost. And, of course, there's a whole bunch of this, like, after Mueller, legal counsels want more vocal special counsel. Look, they've been at this shit for 6 years, and they still ain't nailed Trump. And, of course, we got the false insurrection. I love it how people, they got videos of the cops letting them in. That's not an insurrection. A guy was wearing a bison hat like Fred Flintstone. That's not an insurrection. That's a bunch of Looney Tunes that got loose. And then they don't ever want to talk about all the implanted people trying to get them to do things. The Don may have to face his worst nightmare, DC jury. We've been hearing this shit for 6 years. And of course, now they're trying to pick a new speaker. I swear, folks, oh, Jesus, next COVID strain may be more dangerous. You mean more than 1% deadly? Oh, my God. Oh, here, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't get the article to load because my unlimited data has been throttled by AT&T. Thank you, you numbnuts. Oh, look at this. Life insurance payments hit a record $100 billion in 2021. It says, COVID-19 deaths likely fueled in it. What about the shot? What about 53 years old, trainer to the stars, drops dead? No COVID, but the vaccine. But no, it's COVID. It's the Rona. It's the Rona. The Rona, where the average age of death was 85 years old. No, this $100 billion has to do with people 20 to 40 years old who took Uncle Sam's little prick and are just dropping dead. You can try to blame this on COVID. This ain't got shit to do with COVID, folks. U.S. life insurance paid a record $100 billion. Payouts rose 11%. Nah, it's perfectly safe. Perfectly safe. And it says, here's the other the one down here. They're talking about Donald again. They can't get off of him. Dems pine for him to be the Republican nominee. Bullshit. That's why they're trying to ruin him. That's why they're trying to charge him with this fake sedition shit, because they want him gone because he's not one of them. Globalized supply chain brings more turbulent food prices. Then take us out of the world food chain. Folks, we got everything here to be self-sufficient. We should be holding, should be beholden to nobody, especially the Saudis. Oh, well, it's 11:11, so that's a good time for the last breaks of the day. So shall we get at it? Let's see here. Where are we going to go? I'm trying to decide what to... I've got to pick a commercial. I know, it's terrible, isn't it? Here we go. Be right back.
Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out. groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural, holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at CoachChristie.com. That's CoachChristie.com.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
And we're back. Once again, fighting my AT&T throttling where I can't get anything to load now because my unlimited minutes, I use too many unlimited of my unlimited minutes. Jesus. I had the same argument with Sprint years ago over how much of my unlimited data am I allowed to use. Don't use the term unlimited unless you mean unlimited, and they don't. And I'm sitting here with I can't get my phone to load up because it's just sitting here giving me spinny wheel. Oh, wow, man, it finally loaded. Because here's a story I saw this and I wanted to, let me see if I can find this again. Where is it at? Here it is. And I want you to hear this. And I want you to open your mind. And I want you to think. Because I have been, I cared for my parents for 5 years while they were disabled. And one of the things that they did every week is they would sit down with a gigantic box of pills and they would fill up pill containers with a handful of pills they'd take in the morning and handful of pills they'd take at night. Remember this, folks. The number two, number three cause of death every year is medical malpractice. When you watch commercials, the first 15 seconds of the commercial is them telling you the benefits, and the last half of the commercial, or three quarters of the commercial, are them telling you all the problems it will cause. And here we are, people taking handfuls of pills and saying, oh, I'm healthy, while they sit on their ass. But listen to this. They say an apple a day keeps a doctor away. For a 100-year-old Connecticut woman, the saying is more than a few miles a day. She exercises and does marathons and doesn't take a lot of pills. Isn't that funny how that's directly opposite of what you're told? Yet she is 100 years old and healthy. You have to pause. You have to read that and then go, but how? It's because your body has been designed to take care of itself. Your body has been designed to protect itself. And you want proof of, you know, how good medicine is? Look when medicine started recommended sunscreen, and look at when cancer of the skin took off like a rocket. Look at when the establishment upped the number of vaccines for children, and look at the uptick of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, and autism. Oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. Stop it with that anti-shit. You should be able to criticize stuff. You should be able to question stuff. When you can't question is when the shit really hits the fan. And now, because we can't question, we now have adults just dropping dead. Not people with two comorbidities in their 80s. We're talking about young, healthy people just dropping dead. But nah, don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good because the experts said so. So how did this person get to 100 years old without pills? Because they ate right, they exercised. Being fat ain't good for you, folks. Nobody will say that. They'll say, oh, you go, girl. You go. You look marvelous at 650 pounds. You're healthy. My word, how dumb we've become. All because we're afraid of offending somebody. Don't offend anybody. Go along with the woke idiots who believe a man is a woman and a woman is a man, or z, zix, zer, zick, tic, tac, toe. I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. Let's do this because I mean, we've talked enough serious, and we've got a few minutes left, and I've got to read this story. The headline alone is man arrested for striking girlfriend with sex toy during argument. Please tell me it was a dildo so you can say he dick slapped her. Let's see what it is. Let's see here. During an argument early Thanksgiving morning, a Florida man threw a sex toy at his girlfriend, leaving the woman with a bruise on her torso. They left out dick-shaped bruise on her torso. Oh, my God. Investigators say Christopher Pachito, 45, and the 33-year-old victim were inside a room at the Sun Island Motel in St. Petersburg around 4:40 a.m. when a verbal argument turned violent. When questioned by the cops, Pachito reportedly admitted to throwing items. This doesn't not recall exactly what items. The sex toy in question is not further described. He flung his dong at her. Oh, I'm sorry. That's tickling me. Wow. And now his face is on with this story. He's ruined. They said he's got a job, but I'm sure that's done. The European Union accuses the United States of profiteering from war. You think? I swear, folks. Well, that's enough stories. We're down to that time of the show where we got to start wrapping up. And let me tell you where I'm at with this. I know I get agitated. I get animated. I get all that stuff. But let me tell you where I'm at with this. And maybe this will help you. I know a lot of you like to ridicule anybody who believes in God or a superior being. And you're the same ones who run around in fear of everything because in your mind, the end is the end, and so you've got to cling as long as you can. In your mind, this all came about by accident and just by pure happenstance from little single-celled organisms, we've grown to what we have today by sheer accident. Sheer accident. When the truth be told, there's more. There's another place. There's another side. And quit worrying about this world. Quit worrying about dying, because everybody does. Worrying about dying only prevents you from living. That's all it prevents you from doing. You need to go out. You need to quit worrying, and you need to get with it. Because there was a big story the other day that said that, people say that 50 is middle age, when practically nobody lives to 100, which is true. People are very shitty with math. Middle age truly is 35, because at 70 is the average life span of an American. So half of 70 is 35. That's middle. I'm trying to say 50 is middle. No, 50 is not middle age. You're old at 50. You're not older, but you're old. And you're not done, but you're still old. So time's a wasting, kids. Are you going to wait till you're 65 and retire and have 5 good years after wasting 65 years? Or are you going to get up, be brave, and go do the things you want to do? I say be brave. Be steadfast. Live your life. Don't be scared. Land of the free, home of the brave. Mean something. Hope you come catch us at one of the shows. You can find educatedredneck.com, my tour schedule. We're all over. We're going to show in Idaho, then out into Wyoming, and then into Nebraska, and then home. So, once again, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.